Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Rogue Angel by Alex Archer. Rogue Angel number 45. Sunken Pyramid. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Colleen Delaney, James Konacek, Terrence Aselford, Gregory Gorton, Dylan Lynch, Michael John Casey, Thomas Keegan, Stephen Carpenter, David Jordan, Michael Glenn, Lily Beacon, Yasmin Twazon, Richard Rowan, Joe Brack, and Mort Shelby.
Nakom, Iak, Eneka, Aisien!
Nakom spun to face her younger brother. She knew Chakauka had been following her, showing himself now only because the trees had yielded to a stretch of barren ground and there was no place left to hide. She wanted to be rid of him.
Nakom!
Nakom wrapped her mantle tight and stared defiantly at Chakauka. She was confident that she was as good a hunter as any man in her tribe, and she would serve her people best, pursuing game, not tending to simple chores.
Nakom! Iak Eneka Asian!
Nakom waved her stone axe, showing that she intended to gain pelts for trading. Then she hurried south, where beyond this great clearing the pine forest thickened and rose to blot out the bright blue winter sky. She looked only once over her shoulder, seeing Chakauka shake his head in obvious dismay. He would not follow her into the dense section of trees. The people from her village did not hunt there, in part out of respect for a band of Hochungra who lived in the area. But mostly they avoided it because the elders believed that the Anamakyu lived under the section of canopy where the light could not reach. The Anamakyu were the dark spirits of the underworld. The Anamakyu had been very active lately, making the ground tremble fiercely. Days passed. The quake was so strong it took down her father's lodge. Today, though, the earth was quiet. Nakom decided the stories she heard as a child about the Anamakyu stealing the life breath from babies were tales, nothing more. She had slipped away into these same woods at the end of Blueberry Moon before, and had only found trees. Words would not keep her from hunting where surely game was plentiful, and where Chakauka would not come. He was young. He believed all the stories. She decided to go much farther than last time, and under the thick canopy, she was not disappointed. Within minutes, Nakom was carefully skinning a large fox. Nakom tipped her face up to take in the fragrant scent of the pine, preferable to the odor of blood from her kill. Seasons past, she would never have hunted fox, only deer, and only because her tribe ate them and used their hides. But the French had come, and they wanted fur. Dealing with the French was beneficial to her people, who had moved from their northern territories in pursuit of pelts for trade. Ah! Finished, she admired the fur, so thick and soft. She rolled it, tied it with a cord, and slung it over her back. For several moments, Nakom did not move, wanting to see which bird made the unfamiliar noise. She wove her way through the pine and birch trunks and followed a frozen stream. She caught a glimpse of feathers, and at first she thought it was nothing more than a kaukauku, a common raven. But when it moved, she realized she was mistaken. The bright morning sunlight touched it, setting its feathers to sparkle, an iridescent, intense green and blue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?